KSL News Time is coming up on 7:09. We've got emergency triple team traffic, and what's got your attention, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, if you're coming out of Davis County, you may want to think about using Legacy Parkway, because I-15 is backed up from Woods Cross to the 215 split in North Salt Lake because of a crash that's sticking out into the left lane. And then there's a crash blocking the right lane at 600 North in Salt Lake City that's backing you up all the way to Warm Springs Road. So if you take Legacy, you can come down I-215 to I-80 and then head into Salt Lake City via I-80. Eric Butler.
Checking out the northbound I-15 stretch from Utah County into Salt Lake County. It looks good from Provo up to Point of the Mountain. Then pretty much all the way to 114 South. That's where we're starting to see a little bit more congestion, a little bit of brake tapping going on. You get clear of that and you're back up to speed by 90th South. And then from there to downtown, no problems. Heather?
Things are looking pretty good as you make your way around the Salt Lake Valley on both the east and west side belt routes and coming from Twilla County on 201 Freeway. But if you're on the frontage road of 21st South Freeway, we have a crash. It's an auto versus a bike. It's near 5400 West, and that may be slowing you down, so you need to use caution through the area. The Utah Valley Parade of Homes now through June 18th. For tickets, go to uvparade.com, Osmond Designs, or download the app. Presented by the Utah Valley Home Builders Association. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.